What the fuck?
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 Hey, it's Glenn here from FakeShamp.net. It's time for another installment of What the Fuck Was That? The micro podcast that has me dishing the shit without the guilt. Dead Time Stories. Are you fucking kidding me? Well, it's actually titled George Romero Presents Dead Time Stories. It's an anthology film split into two volumes. From the presentation of the cover art, you can see that the distributors were desperately trying to sell it to the Creepshow crowd.
It's a tough sell.
What the fuck is Romero's name even doing on this low-grade, shot-on-video, shonky piece of shit? Whatever you do, don't let his name trick you. He acts as a master of ceremonies, you know the way the Crypt Keeper does with Tales from the Crypt, but you get the sense that he wasn't even aware how they were going to use his footage. He's sitting in a chair with a book in his hand, talking to the camera, but it looks like it was shot in some grotty used car salesman's office with a camcorder. And the segments are micro. I'm talking just a few seconds of dialogue, and they've been spliced into a TV screen with a static reception and a hiss. Something tells me Uncle George was duped into this one big time. I'm not even going to give you a rundown on each short film that makes up this anthology of shit. You wouldn't care anyway. Let's just reiterate that they're all poxy and they're all painful. I'm sure there are some tenacious and dogged horror fans out there that feel compelled to own this one. Just because. I was one of them. And then I woke up to myself. These movies sat on my shelf, taking up valuable space, collecting dust and insulting my fucking intelligence. I purchased them completely unaware of how awful they were. I was sold on the concept and the art and Romero's name. Now I can't even get rid of them for free. No amount of salesmanship can peddle these turds out the door, but if you're a fucking idiot and you really want to own these truly disgraceful and criminal volumes of stank, then drop me a line. But for now, that's all you get from me. Subscribe to FakeShamp.net podcast on iTunes, Podbean, and Stitcher. Find us on Facebook and Twitter, and watch us on YouTube. Until next time, suckers.